Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley live in Baltimore, Maryland at the USAA Radio Row ahead of tomorrow's Army-Navy game. And very excited right now on behalf of our friends at USAA to welcome in Mr. Robert Griffin III, RG3. What's up, man? How you
been? What's up? I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We're good, brother.
We're good, man.
You sure? You sure y'all good? You
know, we hanging.
JD5 stuff going on. What's y'all's take on that?
So it's funny because we had Mayock on earlier.
Yep.
And the last time we had Mike on was Radio Row last year in D.C.
Yep.
And the Commanders were the talk of the NFL. And this year, it's not the same. Sunday's game is the 3-10 Commanders versus the 2-11 Giants.
Ooh.
It's been a rough, long year, and a lot of it is injury related, but some of it isn't. And it's been tough to kind of make sense of it all, honestly.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, the one thing, it's two things that have been difficult. Obviously, the losses when they pile up. I will say this: I think you guys have done a better job, you know, collectively, since Jaden Daniels has been the quarterback, of the way that you guys cover the team. And just the media in D.C., the way they cover the team, I've felt like, you know what, there's been a turn to where it's not as toxic towards the team. So just wanted to commend you guys on that.
That's good to hear.
And the second thing, I think, is also the comparisons to me. I think that the fans have PTSD from what happened with our team back in 2012 and 2013, right? 2012, we win the division, we kill it. 2013, we come back, we don't have a great year. It's like, it felt like, you know, North Korea. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, and you do too, because you felt that and you experienced that. And I think the comparisons to me with JD5 have taken a toll on the team. I think they've taken a toll on him. I think they've taken a toll on his mom and his circle. And I hate that for them, because the situation that I had in D.C. was totally different. I think you guys would agree with that.
Yeah.
The infighting between the head coach and the owner before I got there in 2012 was something that I wasn't aware of.
Right.
But J.D. came in with a new ownership group, mm-hmm. new head coach, new offensive coordinator, and then the leadership. I had London Fletcher, unbelievable leader. I had Santana Moss, unbelievable leader. He had Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler. Like, these were guys that had no experience with the organization. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the comparisons to me have made people go back to those years, and that's not fair to the kid. If we didn't have what we had in D.C., I'd still be there playing. Well, I'd be talking to you guys as starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins probably. Mm-hmm. But we did. So we got to move past that. We got to give this young man an opportunity to be successful and to not have those comparisons come back to me because of the injuries. I get it. Black quarterback, second pick, Heisman Trophy winner, coming into the city, takes over the town. And then the next year it's not as great. But that's where the comparisons stop, man. And I get it. Some people will say that's a lot of comparisons, man. And I do understand that. But the environment that you grow
the
in.
Situations are so.
Yeah, I think the situation is what you have to be worried concerned about. But you know society.
I know. And trust me, I see it all the time on Twitter. I see it.
They don't like letting things go from the past.
Right.
And I think until you let stuff go, you can't move over to the future.
100%.
You know, and I think that's the ultimate thing. I try to tell people that all the time. Always, my little thing is you got a small rearview mirror and a big-ass windshield.
Exactly.
Look at the possibilities and stop looking at what was.
And that, to me, this is the nuance, right? In social media, the social media age, like we were at the beginning of it in 12 and 13. But social media is a monster.
It is the media.
In 2020, yeah. In 2025. And the nuance that we're talking about here is missed on social media. The nuance is it's a different environment. If I bake a cake in the oven versus trying to bake it on top of the stove,
right.
It's different. We were baking on a stove back then. We're baking in the oven. Allow it to marinate and allow it to cook.
Somebody tried to tell me that they thought this was the lowest point for the organization in the last 25 years. And I said, I was like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Because in the previous administration, there were just roadblocks to success that no longer exist. I mean,
agree.
The physical building, like so much has changed dramatically. Even just having a general manager, like a real GM. And does AP need to hit on more picks? Absolutely. But the structure is so dramatically different than what it was for you and for those teams for 25 years under previous ownership.
Yeah, and B. Mitch, you both remember this. After our rookie year in 12, in 13, we got hit with the fine,
the
league fine, the salary cap fine that didn't allow us to go out and make additions to the roster that we needed to continue to compete and build off that wild card appearance. Well, what Adam did in this next year was he built the team as if JD5 was going to be healthy.
Yeah.
And we were going to be able to add pieces that help us get over the hump and go to the Super Bowl. And then what derailed that? Injuries. Scary Terry's contract situation kind of derailed that with the chemistry between him and JD5 in the passing game. So it was a total, completely different set of circumstances that now you have to say, all right, we have to retool.
Yeah.
We got to get younger on defense. We need more speed on defense. And offensively, JD5 excels when he throws to fast guys. And I know sometimes that like, hey, the guy's fast, but he can't catch. He can't. I don't care if the guy can do 17 things. Can he do one or two things effectively that we can use him at? And I, just watching college football this year and calling games, I think there's two pieces that they obviously would love to have. I think, you know, Jeremiah Love out of Notre Dame, if he's available at some point in the draft, you want to bring him in. And I love Bill Crosky Merritt. Don't get me wrong. But every team is adding an additional back every single year because the shelf life of running backs can be very low. And I'd love to see Carnell Tate come to D.C.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that because he gives you something that Scary Terry doesn't in the height and the mismatch aspect of the game. You don't want to have receivers that are all the same build and all the same type of player. We need that type of guy. We need two ones. Scary is a one. We need another one wide receiver, and I think that would go a long way in helping JD develop.
I bring up this stat line all the time to B. Mitch just because it's nuts. Jeremiah Love against Syracuse had 8 carries for a 170 and 3 touchdowns. It was just so absurd. I you're right. I mean, he's a true home run hitter. Yeah.
That's like some B. Mitch in return game numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I told him when he said that, I said, hell, you go to Pro Bowl for that and return it.
Exactly. Robert, beyond Washington, I'm curious, when you look around the NFL this year, it's been – different because these guys, the Ravens, aren't performing how people expected. The Chiefs aren't performing how people expected. Philly still has a winning record, but that doesn't look right.
Right.
And you've got all these other teams like upstarts, the Pats, the Colts look like they're going to fall apart now without a quarterback. But who do you think is the best team in the NFL? Like who's competing for the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, one, I'll say everyone. Everyone's competing because – it just seems so wide open.
When you remove the Chiefs, it kind of looks a lot different.
It looks different, and I just feel like something in me still thinks that, like, the Chiefs are going to find a way to sneak in. And something makes me feel like the Ravens are going to find a way.
They could still win that division.
To sneak into the playoffs, and no one's going to want to play them. But obviously the Chiefs need help. I think the team that's the best is the team that no one is talking about, and it's not the Patriots because I know the Patriots are 10-2, but it's the Seattle Seahawks. And I know why no one's talking about them.
Yep.
It's because of Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And they don't want to – 100%. Sam Darnold can't do it in the big games. But I'm like, when I'm watching the game, I'm like, hey, oh, man, him and Jackson Smith and Jigba,
JSN's a baller.
They're operating on a different level. And Jibba might be – he should be the NFL MVP at this point with the way that he's been performing. So I think they're the best team. No one's talking about them because they don't trust the quarterback in the big-time games.
Right.
But anytime you see a team like them or the Patriots with Drake May, and they're just absolutely dominating in the win-loss category, and no one is saying, hey, they're the Super Bowl favorite. It's because they don't trust that those guys have done it. But we've seen Lamar do it in the regular season. We've seen Patrick Mahomes do it in the postseason. The Rams with Matthew Stafford, we've seen them do it in the postseason. I think that's why you're not – like, people are reluctant right now to buy into the teams with the best records, especially since the Rams just lost to the Panthers, who I get a chance to call a game for them this upcoming Sunday.
I think the Panthers are sneaky good. I think Canales was the right hire. It took a little while. I think, honestly, benching Bryce Young was good for him. And they have turned that thing completely around. Right now, if the playoffs started today, they win the division.
Yeah, which was a huge loss last night by the Bucks.
Totally.
Yeah. And this Panthers team is – they live and die in the trenches, man. And I think that's what any GM has to do is understand that – yes, you can have all the pretty shiny things on the outside, but if you don't build the trenches, you're going to be –
you're going to have problems.
You're going to have problems like Joe Burrow's having right now in Cincinnati, where he's contemplating he doesn't even know if he want to play there anymore.
I know.
Right? He's been beat up so much. So I look at the Panthers and I say, when are they best? Bryce Young, 25 or less throws. Rico Dowdle.
Let
Rico go. Let Chuba Hubbard get the bulk of those carries. And you're talking about an offensive line that is people movers. So at 7-6, you'd be like, this might be one of the best 7-6 teams ever. And they're clearly in a spot where they can take control of their division if they beat the Saints on Sunday.
Robert Griffin III joining us here on behalf of USAA. USAA putting together the whole event. I know you got to run here in a minute, and we talked all NFL, but I know how much college football you do, how much college football you watch. Who do you like going into the playoff?
Oof. Man, I like Texas Tech.
Dude, their defense is so good.
I'm not even going to put it past you. That's another guy. Like, I know you want to get – you know, you only have so many picks, right? So we can sit here and say, well, they should draft this guy.
The linebacker?
David Bailey. I love Jacob Rodriguez, by the way. He should be in New York for the Heisman. David Bailey, pass rusher, man. I called two games for them this year, B. Mitch. That man, if he ain't a Washington Commander next year, I'm going to be upset.
You got them with three first-round picks now.
I'm just saying. This guy, like, he would almost be a substitute for a wideout. He'd be a substitute for a running back. And I say that because I've never seen a guy play with more speed, physicality, and actually take pride in earning the right to rush the passer. When you watch him in his pursuit, his bending off the edge is very similar to Von Miller.
Wow.
But Von, later in his career, people criticized him for the run game. Dave Bailey's going to play the run. And that, to me, their pass rush is what makes them so difficult. Him and Romello Hyde on the outside. They got big Lee Hunter in the middle. And then you talk about Jacob Rodriguez and the linebackers. That defense is serious. And on offense, they can beat you any way they need
to. You like Bailey more than Bain?
I do like Bailey more than Bain.
Wow. All right.
And trust me, Bain at Miami, incredible player. But what wins in the NFL? Traits. Traits win in the NFL. Bailey has all the traits. I'm not saying that Bain doesn't, but he's a more prolific pass rusher, and he's gotten those sacks in college.
I like that a lot. Who was the receiver you said? You said Love, Bailey, and
Carnell Tate.
Carnell Tate.
Any one of those three, I'll take them.
Thank you.
I'd love all of them. And then you talk about USA. Man, I can't leave her without saying that, you know, I'm a true and authentic partnership guy. USA, I've been partnering with them for the last 13 years.
That's cool.
And what they've been able to do and giving back to the military community means a lot to me. My parents served a combined 35 years, 21 from my dad and 14 from my mom. So our military often feels like they're forgotten. And we were able to give away two vehicles to a member from the Navy and another member from the Army National Guard. And I didn't say free because the cars weren't free. They paid their dues. But they didn't just have to pay any money for these.
There you go.
And they had a 9-year-old son for Mr. Jamel Lewis, the member from the Navy, who sat in the car that we gave him for 30 minutes after the event was over. And the impact you could see on that kid to know, like, my dad did something that they thought enough of him to give him this vehicle, that kid's going to remember that forever.
That's awesome.
And that, to me, makes it so special. So I'm honored to be partnered with USAA and continue to give back to our military.
I love that. I tried to get you out of here. You started talking USAA.
Hey, man.
So when all the guys look at me, it's not on me. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate you, man. Good to see you.
God bless. Take care, man.
A lot of girl dads right here, man. Thank you for the time, Robert. Jeremiah Love, Carnell Tate, David Bailey. That is I think Robert is so good announcing college football, and you can see the depth of knowledge when he talks about some of those dudes. I also agree with him that I think people are sleeping on Texas Tech going into this playoff. I know they have the bye, and their offense isn't sexy, and everybody pays attention to offense.
But if your offense is not sexy against some of these other people, you may not be able to score enough points, though.
Yeah, man. It's going to be really, really interesting how this all shakes out. Good to see Robert, and I think he's right. And honestly, you and I were saying this for months. There should not be comps with Robert and Jaden. And
we say it all the time. But people don't know how to get out of their own way, bro. That's how that is.
What's that? Hold on. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow. All right. So, do have some interesting news coming out. That's old, Jeff.
Yeah.
That's from 4 years ago.
That's old.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Oh, no. He was just saying it based on what we were discussing.
Oh, okay. Yo, hold on. We got to tell this story. Jeff, get your ass over here. Oh, my
Sit
God.
Sit your ass down, Jeff.
You are so dumb. Oh,
I'm
my.
Sorry. Look. I didn't hear. I just heard the team, the DEA raided the freaking facility.
But we
right?
were having a discussion
yeah,
about what was
I
bad.
I didn't have
so
my
Robert's talking
on.
About how different the situation was when he was playing
You know,
now.
You say that the DEA raided the facility.
And I started
Jeff
looking
pulled
at that.
That story up and told us, look.
Jeff was like, oh, my God, breaking news. This just happened in Ashburn.
And I didn't even
and handed
the article,
me
bro.
The Ryan Vermillion story from 4 years ago. And so wow. I look at it. I'm like, wait a second. And then I'm like, Jeff, that's from 4 years ago, you
hey,
idiot.
Look. I don't have a headset on today. Like, I listen anyway. Yeah. I was over there, and I just seen that my phone has been charging because I've been taking a lot of pictures.
What we always say, context.
And so, look, when he posted it, I said, oh, man, they need to know about this. And it's not like I could tell from that text. I apologize. I'm an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
He texted it where we all saw it, too.
Yeah.
I want to let Lamphill respond to you. Because I almost texted Lamphill, do we need to do a breaking news alert? Like, do we have to get Toby in the update studio?
My bad.
Landy, do you have anything to say to Jeff?
I mean, I'm over here just trying to get the Robert Griffin's comments about Jaden Daniels out to people, and you guys just stopped talking for 10 seconds. I was panicking.
Because Jeff handed me a news story that I was like, oh, my God, they raided the
I'm
team
sorry.
Facility again?
My favorite part is how he said he didn't have headphones on. You three are there with him talking. He could have just heard you.
Yeah.
He's in the same room as you.
It's loud out here, bro.
You could hear us.
No,
it's
I can't.
Me, B, and Robert.
No,
we're all loud enough,
no,
and you were standing right
even,
there.
I couldn't even hear y'all when
Hold
Urban
on.
Meyer
Huey,
was talking.
Could you hear us? Huey's standing right there.
I can't hear y'all. My ears are bad, bro.
Yeah, you're
I'm
a DJ.
I'm around music blasting to top notch every day. Doug, I'm sorry.
We have headphones on all the time. I have producers in my ear all the time.
I don't care what you say. No producer's voice. Well, your voice might be louder than music that's been played. But I couldn't hear, bro.
Jeff is
I'm
never
sorry.
Wrong.
You, no, you can't,
sorry.
You can't
I
hear.
Hear. I couldn't
no,
hear.
No,
I apologize. I said sorry. What else do y'all want me to do?
No, that's
you want
right.
me go. You want me go run across to the Federal
yeah,
Reserve?
Yeah, yeah, do that. Do that and jump the gate.
Oh, that was.
They might whoop me.
You will go viral.
As great as that interview was, and talking to Robert about Washington, and then talking about the rest of the league and his story giving away the car. As great as all of that was, Jeff's dumbass handing me a 5-year-old news story.
Yeah.
And saying, oh, my God, look at this. Like it was a robbery at the Federal Reserve across the street. Can I
just apologize right quick? I want to apologize to you guys. I want to apologize to Bowie State University for making y'all look bad because nobody can
apologize,
tell I got a master's
apologize
right
to
now.
Mama.
Yeah, Mom, apologize
Mama,
to
you taught it better than that.
That was an all-timer, Jeffrey. Never change, buddy. You always make me laugh. When we return, we're going to talk some college football. Chris Dorian going to join the program. Having a blast
oh
here at Radio Row in Baltimore, Maryland. Getting ready for the Army-Navy game tomorrow. The folks from USAA putting on quite a show here. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley and Jeff's dumbass.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are live in Baltimore, Maryland, Radio Row. USAA put together a hell of an event in advance of the Army-Navy game, and helping us take it all in, you can check us out on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. You can listen to us in your car or on the Odyssey app or the iHeart app. Listen to the podcast. A lot of great interviews today. Always fun. And we're excited for us, anyway, to kind of close things out here with Chris Doering, best known as a former Gator. But also a former Redskin.
Yeah, I had a brief stint there. Coach Spurrier brought me up his first year in Washington. And, man, I loved it. It was the center of the whole universe and just getting a chance to experience that, man. Following guys like you, B. Mitch, I mean, it was an honor, man.
That's cool. I know you go on with the Junks pretty regularly,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's great to have you on with us. Obviously, all the SEC work. We're getting ready for the college football playoff here. And – we had Coach Meyer on about an hour ago talking about the playoff. I'm curious for you, if you had to take, there's four SEC teams.
Five.
Yeah. Ole Miss, A&M, Bama, Georgia. Who am I forgetting?
Alabama, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I still got to win the SEC.
I got to get in my mind that they're SEC.
They only have like 25 teams.
I know, right? Yeah. So you could take the five SEC teams or the field. Knowing the field, two of them are – Power Five, yeah. a Group of Five that probably aren't going to win it. But, like, where do you think the balance of power is this year?
I'm a bit of a homer. You know, I think in looking at the SEC, we talked about how many of those five teams do we legitimately seeing being able to win the national championship. I think Georgia, I got Georgia winning it all.
Do you?
I do. I think A&M is close. The run defense is a little sketchy from time to time. I actually like Oklahoma, man. Their defense is national championship worthy. They got a kicker in Tate Sandell that's the best in the country. The offense has been what's letting them down. And that was supposed to be the big part with Ben Arbuckle coming over from Washington State and John Mateer coming with him. So if they could just not hurt the defense, put them in tough situations, I actually like Oklahoma as well.
So you think Oklahoma then beats Bama?
I do. I think it's a bad matchup for Alabama. Alabama has pass protection issues. Oklahoma was able to exploit those when they played the first time. I haven't seen much that can lead me to believe that they're going to be fixed that or fix the ability to run. They're very one-dimensional, and Ty Simpson's been under a lot of pressure for the last month.
Well, as Urban says, he called them Alabama A and B. The A team not very good. That B team can play.
Yeah, yeah. Alabama, man, they've been, you know, I think they have the best four-game stretch of wins in successive weeks. They were able to go to Athens and beat the Bulldogs there. They were able to
Mizzou,
beat Missouri
right?
yeah. in Como, beat Tennessee at home, beat Vanderbilt, you know, who I think is one of the great stories of the college football season. So, you know, to see them do that and then to see them struggle the way they did against Florida State in the opener and to kind of limp into the finish line here has you wonder which team is which.
All right, Indiana goes out and they beat Ohio State. Nobody has picked Indiana all day. That team's good.
They are good. And I think the problem is the same as it is with Vanderbilt. People look at Indiana or they look at the name Vanderbilt and they have a hard time visualizing that they are actually a legitimate team. But, you know, from the SEC, I think Vanderbilt may be the most complete team, and I'm disappointed them. And honestly, Texas, I think, could compete as well. But, you know, I think people just have a hard time looking at Indiana mm-hmm. as anything other than a basketball school.
If, say, you didn't have the Group of Five and – I see both sides of the argument. I think there should be a path for those teams. I think they're both going to get rocked.
Yeah.
That's why they play the game.
It sucks that we got a rematch of a 35-point game
right.
you know, with Ole Miss and Tulane.
Totally. But if those two teams weren't in, who would be your next two in?
I think Notre Dame would be in. You know, honestly, as much as I'd love to say, I've had Texas in front of Vanderbilt just for the fact that you know, Vandy's 10-2, you know, Texas is 9-3. But if Texas didn't schedule that opener against Ohio State in Columbus, they'd be 10-2 right now. They'd be in the playoff field easily. They have a resume that has one of the best accumulation of wins. And I think, unfortunately, what you're going to see with Texas being left out, with Notre Dame being left out, is discouragement of having those first, you know, those out-of-conference games that we love to watch in weeks one and week two.
I hear that totally. But for me, with Texas, you can't lose to Florida.
You can't.
You're a Gator, and that team had a lot of talent, but they could not put it together.
Yep. Going to the Swamp, though, you got a young quarterback, an offensive line that lost four starters from the year before. It was a tough – you know, I think Florida was maybe a 5 or 6 point underdog in that game, so it wasn't like a massive loss. In hindsight, right. it looks a lot different. But I do think – yeah, you should have won that game, but everybody else schedules cupcakes. And if you do that in week one, you're 10-2.
They're going to start – scheduling cupcakes again.
Unfortunately.
As John Thompson said in basketball.
Yeah.
They played all them tough
teams. He loved playing St. Leo's.
I'll play them late.
Yeah. In all your work with the SEC, I don't know this. I know the Big Ten always complains that they play – what do they play, 9 conference games? The SEC's 8 or is it 10 and
It was
nine?
8, and now it just got changed coming up the next year.
So the SEC's going to go to 9.
Yeah, they'll go to 9.
I think you will really stop seeing those non-cons then because they don't get that Wofford late in the year.
Yeah, trading one for the other, unfortunately. And, it was great. That COVID season where we had a 10-game SEC-only schedule was cool. And now you guys talked about how big the conference has gotten. With 16 teams, being able to play your conference members a little more frequently is important.
I want to ask you a couple of the coaching carousel stuff.
Biggest story in the whole for a week there, right?
It's crazy.
And then Notre Dame gets left out and then moves on, and then the Sherrone Moore stuff has moved that on.
It's so crazy. What I kind of hate, though, is like we're not talking about the ball games. We're talking about all the other stuff.
In the middle of the most important part of the season,
right.
We're talking about coaching moves.
Right.
It's crazy.
But that said, Ole Miss plays in a week. And
what do they got? Like, how weird must everything be in Oxford?
I think it's very weird, but I also think him leaving has kind of galvanized that fan base. I thought they did a good job.
And the players as well.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job of moving quickly to name Pete Golding the defensive coordinator, the permanent head coach. The team's kind of rallied around him. And honestly, you know, everybody talks about Lane Kiffin and his offensive mind and everything. It's actually Charlie Weiss Jr. that's been the play caller for the majority of the year anyway. So getting him back from LSU has been key. And I think this is a team at Trinidad Chambliss. He was playing Division II last
year.
That's
crazy. What a story.
It comes in ends up taking the job from Austin Simmons and having looked back.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
I heard this, and I think it's asinine, and I will confess that I tend to root for Bama. With the Michigan opening now, you know, I get these lists. Jimmy Shapiro, the guy that's running PR here, he always sends me new odds, right? They're putting Kalen DeBoer's name high up on the Michigan list.
No, I mean, he was talked about being a candidate at Penn State, and then they win the game against Auburn with that fourth down touchdown they score, and everything seems good, and then they have this performance in the SEC championship where everything kind of seems bad again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how happy he is there. I'm not sure about what his family's happiness is, but that taking that job, I give him a lot of respect. You don't want to be the man after the man. You want to be the man after the man after the man. And so I think I love the fact that he ran to the smoke. And I'd like to think that he wants to stick it out. He's a tremendous football coach.
It's kind of hard for me to feel bad about the coaches, though. They get paid
anyway. They get paid enough.
They get paid their money no matter what.
It's funny. 2 years ago now, I guess three football seasons ago, the Commanders were playing in Seattle, so I was up there to cover the game, and the Huskies were hosting Utah on Saturday. So I went to UW Stadium. I went to Husky Stadium. It was really cool. Watch that game. And I was sitting with Husky fans, and this was when Penix had that thing rolling, right? And they eventually lost in the national championship.
Yeah.
And I was talking with these Husky fans. I was like, you guys worried about losing him? And they're like, no way, man. We got the money here. His daughter's on a softball scholarship to UW. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And it was 6 weeks later, he's going
to
Alabama.
Oh, yeah, he'd get a free get a scholarship to Alabama. And they got a lot of money down there, too, now.
Pretty good softball program, too.
It's just crazy how this goes. And you saw Penn State make the move early to fire Franklin so they could be on the top of the list. And then they're like the last big program to make a hire.
They got lucky with Matt Campbell, by the way, because that was headed for disaster had they not pulled it out with him.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's just the coaching stuff is remarkable. And now it's almost like everybody's in the transfer portal kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The coaches have been doing that for years, though. And so for the players to have the opportunity now, I think it's only fair. And everybody talked about the Lane Kiffin situation. And I actually think the players, it's a different era of players than when we were playing because, you know, these guys, they move around a bunch. They look at their opportunities in the transfer portal. I don't think they hold it against the coaching staff the same way that we may have back in the day if one of our coaches departed.
I agree with you.
Because players can move, coaches could. Yeah. Now, if a coach moves, nobody really bash him.
Yeah.
But so the players like, okay, he could go. I'm going too.
For everybody, yep.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Talking with Chris Doering here. You can hear him on the SEC Network, calling games, doing it all. Getting into this thing, one team we didn't talk about that I think their defense is just so good is Texas Tech. What do you make of the Red Raiders' chances?
You know, I haven't watched a ton of them this year. I've watched a couple of the games against BYU. Obviously, I'll start getting caught up on them when they're going to face an SEC team. But, you know, it's remarkable what money can do. I mean, the money that was spent to build that roster. Shoot, just looking at the softball team, I mean, going out and getting the pitcher that – kind of changed their whole trajectory and got them to the College World Series finals. It's a new world, and I think, you know, you're starting to see what commitment looks like to building a roster. You saw it in Oxford. I think you'll continue to see them, you know, get better and better despite Lane leaving, and Texas Tech has the money to be able to build one of the elite rosters in college football.
What do you
– Lane better win, though, in LSU.
No, he ain't going to have a whole lot of runway.
And not do a fake Southern accent like Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly was just such a bad fit there, but I thought he was a good enough coach.
In hindsight, it was a bad fit. At the time, I was like, wow, you went and got the winningest active coach in college football.
Right.
It's definitely going to work.
Yeah. Do you think Brian Kelly resurfaces?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think he resurfaces somewhere. I mean, he's too good of a coach. You know, I think some of the press about the way that the players felt about him is a little damaging. But I always liked Brian Kelly. Working with him for the three-year period he was in the SEC, I enjoyed working with him. You know, it's funny. See, you know, at Florida, Billy Napier already resurfacing at James Madison.
Billy left my school to come to Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Raging Cajuns.
Yep. Yep. So, and that was crazy, too, because remember, Florida and LSU were both hiring coaches at the same time. LSU had no interest in going down the road to Louisiana to look at Billy Napier. They go the splash hire way. Neither of them works out, and they get fired a week apart from one another.
That's crazy.
So I guess no real formula for how to make it work.
Totally.
What? And the guy that nobody really wanted is probably the best coach in America right now is Cignetti.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Crazy to think about, not the young guy, goes the path of JMU to Indiana and completely, declares that he's a winner and winners win.
Everybody laughed at him.
He's winning.
It was funny because in the preseason, Diego Pavia, the Vanderbilt quarterback, was on an interview with Paul Feinbaum. They asked him the expectation. He said a national championship, and people laughed at him as well. And then you see Indiana go 11-1 and win the Big Ten championship. You see Vanderbilt go 10-2. So again, I think it's a totally different era of college football that the non-traditional teams can become powerhouses with the right commitment.
If you got the right money,
totally,
you can compete. Because everybody getting the top players now.
Yeah.
What SEC coach is like the most comfortable? Like the seat is nice and cool. Like is it Sark?
I mean, it's Kirby Smart.
Kirby,
for sure.
Sure.
Yeah, Kirby's the dean of Stoops moving on now, and Kirby becomes the longest tenured coach, I believe, in the SEC right now. Obviously, two national.
And he's got a couple rings, right?
At his alma mater. And from the standpoint of, you asked who's the most comfortable, what school is also the most comfortable? Georgia, having a guy that played at
sure,
that school,
absolutely,
from the state,
yeah,
loves being there. I don't see him going to the NFL. So I think it's a nice marriage of two entities feeling really good about one another.
The SEC by far is the proudest conference. Maybe the Big Ten people would say differently. How does it sit with the SEC in this transfer portal NIL world that they are not – like, they are still the best top to bottom, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
But they haven't won the last two.
Haven't even had a team in the last two.
Right. Like, how does that sit down?
Not well.
Yeah.
Not well. And it is an interesting contrast, right? The Big Ten, very top-heavy with quality teams.
Sure.
The SEC, much deeper with talent. And, it was ironic this year with as much talent as there was that you end up having a bunch of 11-1 and 10-2 teams to the point where Vandy gets left out. I never would have imagined a 10-2 SEC team not making the college football playoff. But A&M benefited from not playing
sure,
the top half of the league. Vanderbilt didn't play the top half of the league in a lot of cases. So, it is a conference right now that, the five teams, I'd say probably 2.5, 3 of them could compete to win the national championship. But I do think there's a chip on the shoulder. The SEC looks at themselves as being the preeminent conference in all sports, and to not have even had a team in the championship game the last 2 years has been a bit humbling, I think, for the league.
Money changes everything, right?
Totally.
So here's my – I got a theory for you.
Okay.
You feel free to run with this because I'm more of an NFL guy. The Texas Tech and BYU, deep pockets that aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
What major conference is going to gobble them up? Because I think why wouldn't the Big Ten – I don't know academics and all that stuff, but does any of that even matter anymore?
Yeah, I don't even think.
You think they stay in the Big 12?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're about to see a real shift in landscape. I mean, the ACC, their champion doesn't even get in. I think it just speaks to the haves and the have-nots the gap continues to widen between those conferences. And I've heard pitches about the Big Ten and the SEC doing something on their own.
That's crazy.
Which I don't necessarily like. I hate that the Pac-12 went away right when they were starting to get
good. It just doesn't exist.
No.
Yeah. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah. Two teams kind of representing.
Like, the Rose Bowl loves their tradition. Well, the one conference that traditionally was in it is gone.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That
Chris,
makes sense.
Thank you for the time.
Yeah, it's been great being with you guys.
A lot of
thank
fun.
You for having me. I appreciate
you, bro.
Yep.
Thanks so much. That's Chris Doering. Make sure you watch him on SEC Network, and you can give him a follow at Chris Doering, D-O-E-R-I-N.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Gee, thanks a lot, man. Nobody go anywhere. We got to wrap up the week with some bets when we return.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time special to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame, NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amounts. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
B. Mitchell Finley live, Radio Row, Baltimore, Maryland, in advance of tomorrow's Army-Navy game. USAA does a hell of a job with this. It's a lot of fun. It's our second year doing it, B. I hope we get to keep doing this.
Fun,
I like this.
I like
man.
It.
Now, it makes sense. The B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll of the day. Who do you want to win, Army or Navy? I'm on Navy. Jeffrey?
I got to go with Army. That's where my family is.
Army, baby.
All right. That's two Armies, one Navy. Landfill?
My dad was in the Navy, so I'll go with Navy.
All right, two Navies. White Brian, deciding Navy. Vote. Oh, all the white dudes voted for the Navy.
Y'all just lost. Upset. Upset, baby. Upset.
And I got good news, Lambell. I'm giving away this Paisanos card, correct?
You love to see it?
Let's do it. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. You win a $50 Paisanos gift card. No one appreciates the fans, listeners more than Paisanos. Now you can score 30% off any order of $30 or more with promo code FAN30. Pizza, wings, pasta, salads, and more. Add it all to the cart and use promo code FAN30. Order now at PaisanosPizza.com. All right, we're running out of daylight here. We got to find out who won the week. White Brian. What do you got? Let's get to Herd It Here first.
Gather around.
What we got to say, but Herd It Here first.
Now, in Landfill's defense right there, he's probably answering phones and trying to run that board. So I'll give him a pass on that. If it was you, Jeff, no pass. White Brian, who won?
Jeff was the only winner yesterday,
Let's
but
go!
Landfill won the week.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you just going for?
I thought I won.
You sent us an old-ass expired story, and you were free.
That story situation is unbelievable.
I thought we was past that, fellas.
No, we're not.
I thought we was past that.
Never.
Y'all my bros. Y'all not supposed to keep bringing that up.
Oh, we will.
Yeah. I mean,
believe me, we will.
All right, round it out. Let's all make a prediction, Commanders-Giants. Vegas has it at 2.5, 46.5. Jeff, you go ahead. You've got a look on your face like you need to use the bathroom.
I hope they do this because I said it in a song. 50 points. No, I don't care what the Giants.
You said stuff in the song, boy, I tell you.
Oh, nah, one came to fruition before. But
one.
Let's go 28-14, Commanders win.
28-14, Commanders win. All right. I think there'll be more scoring than that. I don't think either of these defenses are all that good. 27-23, Commanders win.
27-23, you're going with the over. I just think for some reason it's going to be like 20.
Well, it could be weather, too.
20-14 game.
Who wins it?
Commanders. I never pick the Giants. I hate the damn Giants.
Yeah, bleep the Giants.
I think I know which way Landfill's going to go, sir.
The Giants are going to score 27 points, and the Commanders will score 14.
Damn. Landy's a hater. Oh, this is White Brian. You guys have the glizzy bet?
White Brian didn't bet me.
Well, let's do it right now.
Let's do an Oyster bet on this one then.
White Brian, glizzy bet between you and Jeff?
Yeah, sure. Giants are going to win by 15 this time.
Oh, I look forward to Jeff trying to wiggle out of eating 15 glizzies.
So what if White Brian loses? I think he's not coming to work.
Yeah, he's calling him.
So it's official. You two have a glizzy bet, correct?
Yes.
Glizzy per point.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
All right, what was your score, White Brian?
35-21.
Damn, that's 14, Jeff. Skinny Jeff, old fat Jeff might have handled it.
Look, all I'm going to say is, y'all heard the song. I don't care how bad we got whooped. We not losing to the Giants.
Jeff's bad at giving me all time right to get out of here. Thank you to everybody that joined us today. Thank you to Annie Agar. Thank you to Mike Mayock. Thank you to Urban Meyer. Thank you to RG3. Thank you to Chris Doring. Thank you to the boys from the American Legion. Really, really fun day. Everybody watch Army Navy tomorrow and enjoy it. Grant and Danny next. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.